Hello everyone and welcome to The Art of Conversation. It is Tuesday, it is 3 o'clock and I'm delighted to join you again. This episode I have a great collection of new and old music, as well as a bit of information about art and upcoming events that are happening around Leinster at the moment, around Dublin especially, because thankfully so much is happening even though we do live in quite a uncertain period of time. I'm delighted that there was such a positive response from my reading last week, Oscailge, of the translation I'd done of Rimbaud's Les Enfants Animaux. A lot of my friends said that it was their first time they'd heard me speak Irish, which is kind of strange considering we were in Irish class together. Just goes to show how nervous I am when it comes to these classes. Because of that, I wanted to kind of focus in on the Irish language poetry movement, especially because it was Irish poetry that I was discussing at the time. And I hope you enjoyed the previous session of the Irish speakers that were also on Trinity FM just a few minutes ago. Over the last week, I came across a Irish poetry journal called Inchi, which is a great name, Inchi, stemming from Inchin, which is the word for mind. Inchi was an Irish language poetry movement associated with a journal of the same name founded in 1970 by Michael Davitt, Nuala Ní Eonail, Gabriel Rosenstock, Louis de Poyer, and Liam O'Martilla. These writers were students of University College Cork, drawing inspiration from Sean O'Riordan and Sean O'Riordan, as well as American influences such as the Beat Movement and counterculture. Their reception was mixed, with Gaelic traditionalists resenting their urbanism, social realism, and Anglo-American influences, which is very strange. Last week, Trinity Jolt had a great event with Louis de Poyer, where he spoke kind of, as I like to call it, sandwich Irish, about the Irish poetry movement. And particularly something he said was that there are so many Irish poetry collections that fail to even include the Irish language within this collection, which is quite shocking really. Some prominent Gaelic poets in the generation prior to Inchi were associated with the journal Core, which is another great journal that I will talk about in a moment, which is still running at the moment as well. Among these who were of relevance to Inchi were Sean O'Riordan and the author of Nua Versiacht, Sean O'Chilma. These writers were both from the County Cork area, and O'Riordan especially introduced European styles into Irish language poetry and themes of modern urban life. O'Chilma held seminars on Irish poetry at University College Cork, where Inchi was founded in 1970. Aside from these local Irish influences, Inchi was also influenced by the American-led counterculture of the 1960s, which spread throughout the Western world. Among these foreign, principally Anglophone American influences were beat poets such as Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac. I don't know about you, but I find it especially interesting that Jack Kerouac was a source of Inchi. Inchi marked a counterpoint to the traditional Irish nationalist ideal of the Gaeltacht as a somewhat austere, rural, Catholic basation of Irish Ireland. Counterposed to English decadence, supposedly present in the cities, the sexual revolution, questioning of authority, a more cosmopolitan writing of Gaelicness, and the arrival of pop music were innovations of Gaelic from Inchi. The eclecticism of Inchi, drawing from non-Gaelic sources, also allowed for Oriental influences, such as the Tibetan Book of the Dead and the Japanese haiku poetry, to feature alongside Anglophone and French modernist ones, such as E.E. Cummings, T.S. Eliot, Wallace Stevens, and Charles Baudelaire. The post-Christian environment even led to some, such as Rosenstock, exploring deeper Indo-European connections between Buddhism and pre-Christian Gaelic culture. Here comes my first song, just to kind of introduce you to the show, and it's Hello by Simple Kid. I only found out earlier that Simple Kid is actually quite local, very local indeed. And I always kind of refuse to listen to him because of the kind of anglicisation of his name, which is an interesting one. But this is the first song in his album One, and it is a very good song, I will admit. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed those two songs, and that last one was by Kinsey. I hope I'm pronouncing that one right. Kinsey understands the unique romance of isolation. The freedom of writing, arranging and producing her music has given the singer a sense of control and self-sufficiency that has enabled her to focus on the minutiae of every song. The Dublin-based artist has developed her own songwriting rules that have given her the ability to experiment, push her own boundaries, and avoid being pigeonholed into one genre. Her music moves from the metallic lurch of the nightclubbing Iggy Pop, the icy cool of St. Vincent, and the futurism of Julian Casablanca's solo output. Through Kinsey, the 23-year-old has constructed her own world, taking her cue from classic songwriters such as Irving Berlin, as well as the abstract puzzles within David Byrne's lyrics and the detached nonchalance of Damon Albarn. There is a spirited wit to her songwriting that singles her out from her more earnest contemporaries. Her almost rakish delivery is half world-weary lounge singer, half astute soothsayer. Although there is no ironic posturing at play here, there is a deep sincerity to her words that belies the devil-may-care execution. Her debut EP, Things That Don't Exist, is a powerful statement of intent that channels youthful rage into something tragic yet uplifting. And I'm delighted to announce that she's playing upstairs at Whelan's in Dublin on the 9th of December. And I hope some of you can make it to that. I'd personally love to go. I'm only after finding out that she's playing that one. I first heard Kinsey when I was travelling to Rosslare one day. And I really, like, it was quite memorable at the time. It kind of described the moment, just remember it very well. I just think she's fantastic, fantastic singer. I'm delighted to see other people my age, particularly other people my age in Dublin, inspired by, you know, the musicians I grew up listening to. It's fantastic to see. After talking about Inchi, I'm now going to read a few poems by the contributors and by the facilitators of the journal. I'm going to start off with Louis de Poir, particularly because I technically met him last week, albeit over Zoom. He's extremely friendly, extremely down to earth, I have to admit. He's a fantastic writer as well. This is his poem, Gramadach. First I'm going to read it in Irish, then I'm going to read it in English. Find it quite peculiar and very interesting that he chose to name his poem Gramadach after grammar rather than any other word ever. So here we go. Gramadach. Nor hannig de chaintlap fos, na nile an coravus in a heav sin art. Quarren brihre sna trihi tu is an mod ordehach. Ni mór nag a tiachan le gran, dúsig, cuddle, den, nádén, bí. Tá da bhéir lágar féin agus, ré bhórla a chugfa duramán, nó an tangólaí féin le heimsir, strís, strunk, scrad, núsacht méan factust, gur léir don ille a bhrí úliacht. Pan tú chun deireach de réir carthacha na nachtdóirí na sanolathe linmhlanmhí. Ach má thugann tú leat mar is béalach go dáirfig, iarag focal is tá rialach a gramáir a labharlann an gúm. Ní deirfeach tú aon ní gur fiú aon ní in aon cair é. Tá an méal go dul amís in argar na brine, poncaíoch do gáire drom ar ais, díclónig na bhairdhne iad dior. Grammar. You can't talk yet, and you're not too put out about that. Words send you into convulsions, especially verbs, the imperative mood. Is the funniest thing you've ever heard. Wake up, go asleep, do, don't, be. You have your own lingo, any fool could understand, even a linguist given time. Grin, yowl, gurn, yawn, grunt, silence. That makes perfect sense to everyone. You're behind schedule, according to doctors' charts, the childish child experts. But if you learn, and I'm afraid you will, as many words as there are rules of grammar in the libraries of Ongoom, you won't say a blessed thing, worth anything more than what you've already learned in the womb's elocution room. The punctuation of laughter back to front, the declension of rain into tears. It's very interesting as someone who speaks both languages and loves both languages, Irish and English, that there's an extremely different kind of team coming across between the two. For example, when I read the Irish, I was quite under the impression that this person blatantly has a love for this language. Whereas when I read the English, it's more so this person has this kind of distaste for language itself, and more so is preoccupied with the communication that interwines between all languages and goes without really saying any words. And I mean, that is true, because they do say that only 5% of communication is actually saying words. The second poem I'm going to read is Mavashtar Dorka, My Dark Master, by Nuala Ní Eoghanàl. I studied Nuala Ní Eoghanàl for Leaving Cert Irish, and I found her poetry extremely interesting. We studied Mochrasa Idar Lubini, I believe, and yeah, fantastic, fantastic poet, fluent in something like 12 languages at least, has coherence in at least 20, I'd say, and is an Anglo-Irish as well to an extent, because she spent a lot of time in England. But was reared by her aunt in the Gaeltacht, and from there that her love for Irish was created. Mavashtar Dorka. Faimse naimse ag an mais, adran tá, coníliach a tarracha. Réití am ar le céile ar fag tréimse is spáis, I'm sure. Ach a roin blíne is léim ar a chiapasa. Bhúlis leis ag margan na sire, dír sé arm an rois hira alse. Is maith mar a harle, maistar ag lorg cálín, is cálín ag lorg maistar. Ní rois ach in ienis ag nídeach, nor chuas leis ar an dús fuí chónaric. Tá sinis mo láh leis an bar is bhí sé láithreach in na marga. Tá chuair sé a chrochaí am lár, cé nár thug sé brothal na drohíde arm, ba chosil le grá suirí nó ghrá an cadre bheith bhíadrom. Is tuig am a haimse dofa chun abhan, brú i gúd na dáiricha fada. Luan siad síos a monéir, bím a nathrach ar chnoch san imagine atá glas agus felch. Siolam ar imal an isce iad is gheáin siad scí agus suíbhnas. Tróram lem sa is lem búchal iad trí glánta an uadhnas. Again, like, sometimes her poetry can just be so, she takes such detail to kind of like onomatopoeic sounds and assonance and alliteration, which is just great to do in any language, let alone in Irish. My Dark Master. I've gone and hired myself out. I've hired myself out to death. We drew up a contract and set the seal on it by spitting in our palms. I would go with him to Latif. For a year and a day at least, that was the deal. As I remember it, when I met him at the hiring fair, he inquired if I'd yet been taken. What a stroke of luck, he declared, when a master who's set on a maid finds a maid who's set on a master. I was only 19 years old. At the time the bargain was struck, I made my mark on a bit of paper and was indentured on the spot. What a stroke of luck. I declare, what a stroke of luck that I fell into his clutches. Not, I should emphasize again, that he meddled with her, molested me, for, to tell you the truth, our relationship was always much more akin. To walking out or going steady, I led his blue-backed black cows, with their fabulously long horns, to water. They lie down in pastures of clover and fescue and lucerne. I follow them over hills far away in green. I lead them down beside Loch Duff, where they find rest and where they are restored. I drive them with my rod and my staff through the valleys of loneliness, then I might herd. This next song is, the only kind of connection I have with it is that it used to be used on kind of like the Visit Ireland advertisements. And I find that interesting because it is obviously such an Irish song. Like, you can literally hear the accents, the slang, it kind of engulfs you in a way. But I've never heard it on the radio. I've never heard it being played by anyone. I've never, like, no one's ever said to me, do you even know this song? Which is a very strange one. I think it kind of disappeared into an abyss in a way. But I think it was a great song to use on those kind of adverts, because it is, it kind of encapsulates like an Irish summer and kind of Gaeltacht and travelling and the countryside and especially friendship, which is what this is based about. And actually one of the members of this band is an Irish teacher, and I know that because when you look up this song on YouTube, 99% of the comments are, one of these singers is my Irish teacher. So this is Remember When by Heathers. This next one is a request for Anne-Marie. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Shaking this out to make sure I was stopping there. Now, Bob, she ran up to tell me, Dave, I'm about to
There, so that was Deja Vu by Soak. Soak is an extremely interesting Irish artist. A prodigal young talent, Soak began her musical journey age 14 when she first wrote breakout track Sea Creatures, which is another incredibly great tune, cutting her teeth and cultivating a passionate following from her home of Derry. Taking her time to develop her craft and complete school, Bridie signed to Rough Trade and released her beautiful debut album Before We Got Out to Dream in 2015. One of the Mercury Prize's youngest ever nominees, the record also won the prestigious Choice Music Prize for Album of the Year, the Northern Irish Music Prize, and saw Soak shortlisted for a Q Award of Best New Act, as well as taking home the European Border Breaker Award, with support ranging from the BBC Sound Poll and Jules Holland to playlist support across Radio 1 and 6 Music. All these extreme experiences have taken Soak far beyond, but often right back to, her close-knit Northern Irish scene. 3 years later, and Soak is ready to introduce her new project, beginning with the breathtaking Everybody Loves You, which, again, another amazing song. We saw the first glimpse of this back in May at BBC Six Music's Biggest Weekend, which was greatly received by fans new and old. More than just an album, Soak's second album is journey through Bridie's own emotional and psychological soundscape, an intense collection of musical thoughts and feelings which mark her move from Derry to Manchester, from loss of identity to self-acceptance, and becoming the young woman she is now. Soak has 241,000 monthly listeners, which is an amazing amount. And the majority of her listeners are actually in Australia, which is very interesting. The place that she has the most amount of listeners in is Sydney. She has 4,704 monthly listeners there, whereas in Dublin she has 3,932, not too far behind, which is great for her. I'm delighted she's got worldwide success. And she's extremely interesting, if that's even the word, but she's very funny and very entertaining on social media as well, if you give her a follow. I wanted to talk briefly about Screen in Ireland, because they changed their name. I always knew them as IFB, Irish Film Board. Screen Ireland, or Fee Sharing, is the national agency for the Irish film, television, drama, animation and documentary industry. It's the creative partner to the sector, investing in talent, creativity and enterprise. They're inspired by original storytelling that will emotionally move audiences at home and abroad, to a wide range of practical funding supports across development, production, distribution, promotion and skills development. Screen Ireland supports the sector at every stage. They support filmmakers in their creative pursuit to share valuable artistic, cultural and commercial stories on screen. Their mission is to assist and encourage the making of films and the development of a film industry in the state, encourage the expression of national culture through the medium of filmmaking, and promote participation in international collaborative projects. That mission statement is based on the Irish Film Board Act of 1980. But I'm not saying that out of nowhere. I'm saying that because this morning when I was on the bus up to Trinity, I had a particular song stuck in my head, and it's from a film some of you may know called Sing Street, which was made by the Irish Film Board, now Screen Ireland. And I just think it's a fantastic song, even though it's only 1 minute and 48 seconds long. And it has Ferdy Walsh Pilo, and yeah, it has Aidan Gillen, and it has your man from Wicklow. And it's a great lineup, and I just think it's a really good film. And I was thinking, if we had more films like that, it would be a great success for our country, I believe. I'm not a filmmaker, but I know some of my friends are. And it's not easy, without a doubt, it is not easy. It's not one bit easy, and so much more goes into it than writing a story, which is what I'm used to. So this is The Riddle of the Model by Sing Street. And afterwards, I'm going to play a few other tunes from perhaps more notable documentations created by the Irish Film Board that may or may not be based in Trinity College Dublin. But anyway, here's The Riddle of the Model from Sing Street. Dear SJ by Alex Goff, which is included on the soundtrack of course, Normal People. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I had great crack as always. I appreciate it so much. Like, I know I myself have a podcast, but like my attention span when it comes to podcasts isn't great. And I have a big, huge playlist on my Spotify podcast I need to listen to. It's literally called To Be Listened To. And I know that it takes a while to get around to listen to them, but I appreciate it so much, all of you listening to it live. This episode will be available on Spotify, hopefully this evening. And I'm going to finish off with a little song by Pow Pig, which is an unreal girl band from Limerick. So I hope that I've kind of given representation to enough counties now today. I've had Dublin, I've had Cork, I've had Derry. I hope you enjoy this one. And just up and coming events, tomorrow night, Trinity Journal of Literary Translation are having a Zoom class on the Hibernicization, jeez, that's a lot to say, of the Russians, which is, I find very interesting, how Irish was implemented into Russian literature. But tonight, Trinity Journal of Literary Translation are having a launch party for issue 10, which I was included in, which I read from last week. So if any of you are around town, it's happening in Chaplains and Hawkins Street in Dublin too, from 6 to 8. Hopefully some of you can attend, and hopefully we have some good crack. It's great to see events like this happening. Thank you so much again for tuning in. And I'll see you next week for the last episode of November. Have a great evening now, and take care.